We go now to the attorney.
What's the Bible going to tell you?
Luke chapter 15.
Is that what he's looking at?
Oh.
Division of the question. I believe that a motion to divide the question is in order, but I've only done a couple of those in my lifetime. So.
I don't think a second is required. I think it's a request.
Let's do it right. Yeah, and the other question is debatable. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Sausage Being Made.
This used to be the easiest part of my job.
Was it?
Well, I'm a cold blood. Easiest part.
Why don't we vote on it?
Well, because there's a motion to divide, or there's a request to divide the question. Mm. Subject myself to a lawsuit.
I don't even know what the option is.
I think that it's upon request, provided that it's readily divisible, it's upon a request of a member. The chair can divide the question.
Okay. Request to divide the question. The question division will be the request.
Ask if there's any objection.
Is there any objection to division of the question relative to the request to the county to change sides of the road? Okay, we're going to divide the question then. So hearing no objections. Alderman Schmidt asked for the floor.
Yes, I just was thinking that if our engineer has what the cost would be if the county funding went away for this project and it fell upon the city to finance a reconstruction of this road without any sidewalks, what would the basically, we know what the bill would be to do it without that. You have those numbers.
I don't have those numbers. No, I think I've heard numbers around $2 million kicked around, but I don't know.
And what was it? $2 million?
I don't know. A lot of money.
Right.
And I remind the council at their budget meeting they reduced the capital funding by $994,000 and change. Anyone else? All right. On the first half of the question, yes, Mr. State Attorney.
With regard to the motion providing for the county to reconsider, what does reconsider mean? Does reconsider mean Milwaukee County, if there's time within this project schedule to move the sidewalk to the west side of the street, please do so? Or does it mean just think about it?
Well, that's why the question kind of went together. Yes, that's part of it, but then they need to tell us why they would or wouldn't do it, not just reconsider it. Tell us why.
I guess my point is, if the intent of the motion is to move the sidewalk to the other side of the street, that's different than simply the county thinking about it. So, in effect, if that motion were adopted and passed, Milwaukee County receives it and tomorrow changes the sidewalk to the other side of the street. Is that the intent?
It's your motion, Alderman.
Or what?
The motion is to reconsider, which means they need to look at it again appropriately and provide us with rationale which way they think it is best. It's not, the motion isn't simply to move it or to not move it. It's to reconsider why they think it should be moved or why they don't think it should be moved or why they're putting it there in the first place on that side.
So the motion would not result in a request to the county to move the sidewalk if it reconsidered that and reached that result. It's to notify the city of its deliberations upon the reconsideration, the rhyme and the reason, therefore.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so is it appropriate that we divide the question then?
Yeah.
All right, what's the first half? The reconsideration motion? All right. The first half of this motion is to request the county to reconsider the location of the sidewalk. All those in favor of the motion to reconsider, ask the county to reconsider the location of the sidewalk, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
No.
A roll call, please.
I just would like to clarify that's still the same maker and seconder of the original motion.
Correct. The request for division came from Alderman Mayer.
All right. Alderman D'Andrea.
No.
Alderman Mayer.
Yes.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
No.
I get paid the big dollar. It's okay. I have a number of issues with this. First of all, you know, when's a decision not a decision? Oh, wait, I'm getting yelled at.
You got to vote.
I'm going to vote aye because at the end of the day, it's meaningless. The request is meaningless. So I'll vote aye. So the motion passes. And the second half of the motion, to ask the county to provide us justification for both sides of the road. They need to provide us with the rationale on why either side of the road.
And why not the other side? I mean, not just the pole thing. I mean, they need rationale both ways.
On that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Okay, let's move back to G1. Thanks, folks. Our smiling duo, trio, duo. I've never met Cindy. Never. Hi, Cindy. I'm Steve.
I definitely had to twist her arm to get her here
today. Oh, you married up, my friend. You married
Cindy,
up.
I didn't recognize you.
All right. Item G1, Franklin Senior Citizens, Inc., a program update as we've requested. Thank you, Mr. Knipple. I hope you enjoyed your trip to Florida.
No, it was cold and wet, and we had 3 tornadoes.
I guess I don't feel sorry for you.
Nope.
Okay. You have the floor, sir.
Wore shorts twice. That was it.
Oh, now there's a vision I'll never get out of my mind.
Well, no. Good evening.
Could one of you open that door and prop it open? It needs to stay open, please. Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor. Common Council members, and I will begin by saying I'm going to use one of 3 phrases, alderman, alderwomen, or alderperson. I think they're pretty much interchangeable, but I'll use them according to
what about me?
The gender. You're the mayor. You're the man. Mister. 1,730 Franklin seniors received a City of Franklin subsidized meal last year at our meetings. You had a spreadsheet in your packet that details the costs and what happened. The cost to the city taxpayers is $4 per seniors for a smaller cold lunch at Brenwood Park Senior Apartment Building. We call this gathering our senior social. The social is a less formal gathering than our main business meeting. The business luncheon costs the taxpayers $4.50 per senior for a buffet style meal at Clifford's in Hales Corners. The business meeting at Clifford's is generally educational in nature, and at this meeting we provide notice of frauds and scams targeted at seniors, socialization for seniors, plus city, county, state, and federal news. We also provide health news from medical doctors, registered nurses, and also information from various professions. Franklin Police Department provides a liaison officer, John Sierwinski, who attends our meetings on a regular basis and to whom our seniors can call at any time for help and information. Aurora Healthcare, through the efforts of John Ackert, provides educational programs on various health issues. Aurora Healthcare, again with the assistance of John Ackert, provides the FSCI meeting with a wellness table at which table a senior can check their blood pressure or ask a nurse health-related questions. Aurora has also donated money to FSCI, and the acronym stands for Franklin Senior Citizens, Incorporated. We are a corporation chartered in the state of Wisconsin as a public charity, IRS recognized. Their financial assistance to FSCI through the years is one of many reasons our finances have reached the level they are at. As the food cost of subsidized meals has increased, FSCI has not come back even once to the city to ask for more taxpayer money. Instead, we asked our members, who are also Franklin taxpayers, to vote to increase their own copay out of their pockets from $1 to $2 at the senior social at Brentwood and $3 to the current five at our monthly business meeting at Clifford's. A number of years ago, we were offered a choice: continue dealing with HUD and CDBG funds and the reporting requirements, or start interacting with Franklin's Common Council and the mayor. Fortunately, we chose the mayor and Common Council. We believe local control is better and the oversight is much better also. A small part of our taxpayer money, about $100 per month, you have entrusted us with, is used to bridge the digital divide among seniors who as a group are technologically challenged. With the city's permission, we installed 12 desktop computers with city-supplied free internet access in the technology room at the Milwaukee County Senior Citizens Meal Site area. The tech room is open 5 days a week, and on two of those days per week, we have two volunteer instructors teaching and helping senior people, showing them how to operate their computers and other electronics. The volunteers are only reimbursed for their travel expenses to come to City Hall each week. We believe that is a good use of taxpayer money, and Rob and Richard have been dedicated volunteers for years. All of our FSC officers and board of directors are volunteers, elected by our membership, and always have been. The FSCI Corporation is a 501c3 public charity, and all its officers and boards are nominated and elected by the FSCI membership. Now, I would like to briefly respond to the orchestrated misinformation floating around Franklin about our FSCI public charity and the origins of the senior travel program. As the mayor stated on more than one occasion, we, the FSCI, are in no way currently connected with the travel program. However, some of you on the council are misinformed or unaware of the history and formation in 2000, 2001, and 2002 of the FSCI and our seniors' desire to build and operate a 21st century civic senior resource center for Franklin seniors. There were concrete plans at that time to have a civic center, senior center, built in Franklin at that time with CDBG funding. You can read the files I provided tonight. That's that nice thick packet at bedtime. It will help you sleep. These files provide a corporate history timeline of our efforts with Tom Schneider as our first executive director to follow our mission to build and operate a 21st century senior resource center in Franklin. The travel program began in the informal senior group known as the Franklin Golden Agers almost 45 years ago. That is when Franklin seniors with a history of gathering twice a month to share a meal, to volunteer in the city, began to go on half-day bus trips. It continued that way until the school district got $140,000 in a taxpayer levy to have school district employees, Brad Anderson and Kathy LeVar, run a recreation program for all Franklin residents, which included senior bus trips as part of the Franklin School District citywide recreation program. State revenue caps on school districts seemed to be the major reason that caused the district, years later, to decline most of the $140,000 from the city taxes. At that time, they proposed giving the travel program back to city control. The FSCI organization stepped up and offered to continue the senior travel program, then run by the school district, with the volunteer then coordinating travel planning. Please note there was fierce opposition from a certain ex-alderman to the FSCI operating it. He accused the FSCI of coming in the back door in his own recorded words at a common council meeting. The program was awarded to FSCI, but then only run for a short time when reporting and insurance issues became too great. FSCI declined to operate the travel program any longer, as it became unaffordable for the corporation to operate, given our limited assets at that time. Our focus was and still is on having a community civic center, senior recreation center built to serve all of Franklin's growing population, projected to reach over 8,000 older adults by sometime in the early 2000s. The previous animosity between the then president of FSCI and that ex-alderman resulted in the start of bad relations between FSCI and that ex-alderman and his supporters. That alderman and his supporters began a campaign to destroy the FSCI organization, which continues today. We are still here. That ex-alderman did succeed in driving away our executive director. You can see his letter of recommendation from the Archdiocese in that packet of stuff. And I want you to realize that that man was such a valuable resource that he never should have been called a crook by that ex-alderman. Delaying and killing the dream of operating a civic senior center resource building in Franklin at the time. However, last month, that ex-alderman and another one of his supporters joined and paid dues for membership in the FSCI. I wonder why. FSCI has removed a previous supporter of that ex-alderman for his actions detrimental to the FSCI Corporation. For just cause and in front of a membership trial in 2008, it was by an almost unanimous vote by members that they removed one of that ex-alderman's supporters for actions detrimental to the FSCI from membership in the FSCI. Now, to our money and assets. Yes, we do have a balance of funds, and that amount is listed every year on our 990 tax return. Be advised that those 990 tax forms are open to public inspection as required by IRS laws. The assets collected are to build and operate a 21st century civic senior resource center according to the mission statement of our corporation since it was incorporated in the state of Wisconsin. Those funds and assets are to help in the building and operation of a senior center. But those funds and assets belong to the city of Franklin. See Article 10 of the Articles of Incorporation that was in your alderman's packet? It says on the dissolution of the corporation, the funds go back to the city. To eliminate any lies and controversy about what those assets are for, we would offer, with the FSCI Board of Directors' approval, to escrow our excess funds to an account held by the city of Franklin. Anything that we don't need for our yearly operations, where we pay for food up front and get reimbursed by the city, we would be glad to put it in an escrow account if the city would handle it. And it would be, that is, any amount not needed for yearly operation of our organization to only be used by the city to follow the mission statement of the FSCI. When I was on vacation in January, the ex-alderman mentioned above started a false rumor about my December public comments at the December 15th Common Council meeting. He stated that I did not appreciate the volunteer work the former travel coordinator did for many, many years. That statement by that ex-alderman was a lie. Listen to the recording of the December 15th Common Council meeting, my public comments. All of you should know that every meeting that I chaired where a travel report by Shirley was made at an FSCI business meeting, there was a thank you to her and a reminder to members to thank your alderman and mayor for the money to operate our travel program. Now, I do have just a few questions for the alderpersons about the travel program. Is the former director retired from all parts of the travel program? The letter that was part of her statement that she resigned is that she will continue behind the scenes to work with Mr. Ryan if the council allows him to be in charge. Will she only work with Mr. Ryan, or will she work with anyone else who may be appointed to the volunteer position of travel coordinator? Now, how do you fill city boards and commissions, and will you do the same for the travel program? Did the council follow its own rules in making appointments to boards and commissions, and will you now apply those rules to the travel program? Why is the volunteer position of travel coordinator not opened and offered to all Franklin residents? There may be others who would be willing and able to do travel coordination for the city. Does the travel coordinator get a free trip, or does the coordinator pay the same as every other participant on those trips? Is the coordinator truly a volunteer who does the work? Handicapped Franklin residents in the travel program. When I made my citizen advocate public comments in December to the Common Council, I was advocating for all those handicapped people who live in the city. You heard from the ex-alderman, now travel coordinator, that the travel program does include handicapped people. I disagree. It does not, according to the ADA definition of a handicap. So here's a simple question. How many people permanently in wheelchairs or unable to climb any stairs have gone on public travel trips funded by the city in 17 years? There are seniors with handicaps that do not limit their mobility. However, my public comments in December, and once again now, on the original intent of the FSCI proposed travel program in 2000 was to find a way to include and serve the special needs of non-mobile seniors or severely limited non-mobile seniors so that they can have the same travel opportunity as other seniors from the city of Franklin. Are the members of the Common Council aware of the requirements of the ADA federal law? Are city programs that need to comply following the ADA law? Thank you.
Mr. Green, anything?
I think our president has said it all. One particular sentence, I'm sorry. The one sentence that I would call your attention to for in behalf of the city and for the city is, are the city programs that need to comply following the ADA law? I think you need to look into that and find out in this particular instance with the travel program, are you following the ADA law? And I think that I'd like to say something, too, about all the misinformation and lies that have been floating around the city by a certain ex-alderman and a couple of his disciples, if you will. They're all lies because Fred and I have tried our very best. I'm talking about Fred Knipple. And I have tried our very best to accommodate all the Franklin seniors. And there comes a time when you can back off and you can back off and you can back off and you can be accused of all different types of situations where you know that those accusations are a lie. There comes a time when you have to respond. And tonight, Fred, you did a great job in replying. Thank you.
Alderman Schmidt.
Yeah. Fred, I'd like to thank you for that very detailed report. And I think it was perhaps very enlightening to members of the council. And it does render the question that with this travel program being operating as an independent, that whether or not there is a room for incorporating that as a nonprofit where it would be under the direction of the city, that we could have some input as to, you know, recruiting volunteers, that it is not just handed down internally. I don't know if there's room for a motion of that nature that to have that considered.
Mr. Liberta.
I do believe we're drifting off the point of the agenda item, which is specifically in item one, just a Franklin Senior Citizen Incorporated program update. And he did, as part of his report, he did clearly state that the travel program isn't part of his operation at all. So therefore, I don't think any motions or consideration of the travel program really should be continued to be discussed under item one on your agenda.
Alderman Mayor.
I do have one question on your on the spending. This is the first time you've spoken about the computer stuff that you spend money on. And I do wonder, I guess, if that would be something, maybe not through your organization, but maybe through the city, through the CDBG funds, if that would be something that could be considered in that, that seems like it would fall under education, you know, helping the seniors. It's for a group of people that's from all over Milwaukee County. So I guess I don't know, and I keep the $10,000, but if we can use CDBG funds for that, then that just leaves $1,200 for your organization.
What I would suggest is that you have the people that use that room designate where they're from. I understand that the county meal program is open to anybody, but I think the majority of the people that use the Milwaukee County meal site on the other side of this wall 5 days a week are basically from the Franklin area. I would think before you make any changes to that by saying we need CDBG funds for that, I want you to understand that all of those computers were donated by the library originally, and as they became older, I volunteer at a place called Independence First where we refurbish computers, and I make sure that those are fresh computers as up-to-date as they can be and replaced as needed for free. There is no cost to the city. The internet connection that's in that room was paid for by the seniors so that anybody that used those computers could take advantage of internet access. The volunteers that are there, we ended up paying for just their travel expenses back. If the sense of the council is that that's not appropriate, I'm sure that our organization, because they are so valuable to seniors, they both are excellent at teaching seniors. They have a rapport with seniors that we would, you know, if the $100 is a sticking point, you know, I'm sure the board of directors would approve that as an expense that we would pay out of our dues, out of some of the funds that we get as gifts and grants.
Mr. Liberta.
Given the administrative burdens of CDBG projects, I would discourage for $1,200 trying to pursue it. And given that small amount, I would probably suggest that it likely wouldn't get approved. The county board has a rule that says each of those projects must be much larger than that. Now they don't follow that rule, and they have awarded projects, public service projects, as low as $5,000, but they're violating their own rule to do it, but I've never seen them do one that low, and the administrative effort to do that with the reporting requirements, I probably would not be worth the $1,200 that he's indicated is the cost that they've applied out of our money for reimbursement of travel expenses.
Okay, thanks.
Anyone else?
I was going to say that given that there is no need for real action at this time, I would just move to place the president's report on file.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. See you tomorrow.
Nice job. Thanks.
Thanks.
Just remember, it's good reading.
I'll keep that in mind.
Spent a lot of time looking for those records.
All right, Fred. Item G2, reconsideration of action taken at 216 Common Council meeting to adopt an ordinance amending the annual budgets to appropriate additional funds for the senior travel program. You want to call them the mayor?
Yes. I guess I am, you know, calling for a reconsideration on this. I don't want to vote yes to the way that this my motion had been amended, and I don't want to speak a lot about this because it was talked about too much last time, but I guess my thought is I don't want to put all the strings attached to the money to the senior travel program. My request, I guess, would be to go ahead and reconsider this action and then just vote no on, or I will vote no on any funding at all and take out all the strings and everything.
Okay. So this is, so follow along, all right? Is there a motion to reconsider action taken on February 16, 2016 to adopt ordinance number 2016-2205, which is an ordinance to amend ordinance 2015-2198, which is an ordinance adopting the 2016 annual budgets for the general fund for the city of Franklin for the fiscal year 2016 to appropriate additional funds for the senior travel program as presented and included in the amount of $2,000, and to direct the director of administration to evaluate the current program structure and service alternatives to ensure the manner in which the program is operated and the city's relationship to the with the program are all appropriate, including considering all risk management components, and to return with a review by August 16th. Is there a motion to reconsider that action?
So moved.
Is there a second to that? Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second that. I know you say you can't second for discussion's sake, but I will second for discussion's sake because I want to hear the explanation once more. So I'll second it.
Your question?
Could you restate your reasoning there?
Alderwoman Mayor.
When Alderman Taylor had originally made the motion that basically stated everything except the $2,000, I think. There was no second. So his whole idea pretty much died. Somehow, on my motion to just give the $2,000 to the senior travel program, that amendment got put on and voted in. So what my thought is, go ahead, reconsider it, and then we have to vote on whether or not we're going to do that with his amendments on it. I want my vote to be a no, and that's why I want it to be a reconsideration.
Thank you.
So my motion is to reconsider. We have a second on that. We would have to vote on whether or not we get to reconsider it, and then we have to vote on that actual thing, and that's where I will vote no.
So you're looking for a yes on this and then a no on...
That's what I would request, yes. That would be wonderful.
All right, I'm gonna make a statement here.
I'd like to call the question, actually.
Is there a second to call the question? Is there a second? Hearing none, motion to call a question dies. The point I want to make to you folks is not only is this, I understand the political motivation to do this, but understand that if we reconsider, there's a cost associated with just that action because it now needs to get published in the official paper again. And we go through all of that rigmarole again. So, do whatever you want to decide. I also want to make a point that here we're asking for normal oversight. I do recall a charitable organization coming to the city and working with city staff and city budget and having a requirement that they appear every 2 weeks to report on the money they're giving to the city. They just handed us a check for $36,000. We asked them for oversight. Question is, do we ask for oversight on this $12,000? So, as Alderwoman stated correctly, this motion is to whether you want to take it up again. All those in favor of the sorry, Mr. City Attorney, I apologize.
Just on a process and numbers basis, and what I've heard from Alderwoman Mayor with regard to a no vote, this is a budget amendment.
Requires four votes.
So if the motion to reconsider passes, then the budget amendment with the additional added amended language from Alderman Taylor at last meeting would be before the Common Council. If there's a no vote and three affirmatives, and I am not predicting, but if that occurs, even if everybody except Alderwoman Mayor votes in favor of the ordinance, it would not pass because it requires four votes.
And then the net is no additional money, no additional oversight. Alderman Dandrea.
So upon this vote, what are we going to be voting on afterwards? What am I going to be
reconsidering? Not do anything. You're not giving money to the senior travel program.
The technical answer is you will be voting on a motion to adopt ordinance. You look in your packet,
yeah,
right under the "and." That's the original motion that you would reconsider and vote over again. Just like it never happened. Just like it was on the table. We had all of that discussion. The amendment was voted on. It was approved. Just like it was approved, because it was. Now you would act on that motion again.
You'd pretend we never had the hour-long conversation last time.
Just because an alderman wants to change your vote.
I'm not speaking of motivation.
No, just because I don't want to spend the money for the reviews that would take place, for the work that Shirley Byrd has done after everybody gave her nice, beautiful proclamations. You're going to be looking at her work again.
Well,
it doesn't make sense. Wait.
Let's address the chair. Let's get the floor. Alderman Dander still has the floor.
Well, I believe that these are taxpayer dollars, and anybody utilizing taxpayer dollars should be accountable, and it's owed to us, and it's owed to the taxpayers out here. So I believe that the stipulations that are put into place are there for a reason, just like we held Kayla's Cruz project to be accountable to us for every dollar that was spent. And I believe, Ms. Mayor, that was your recommendation.
Let's address the chair, please. Alderman Mayor, and then the city attorney.
The city attorney can speak first.
The city attorney.
The only reason I brought that up is because the common council is comprised of a bare quorum this evening. I wouldn't have mentioned the numbers, potential numbers, otherwise if there were full six members or six aldermen here.
So. Alderman Mayor.
I do want to just remind Alderman D'Andrea that he voted no to all of this anyway.
That is correct.
Yes.
All right. So in plain language, all those who want to reconsider the action signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
No.
No.
Madam Clerk, please do the roll call so you can get it straight.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
No.
Alderman Mayer.
Abstain.
Alderman D'Andrea.
I said no.
One aye, two noes, one abstention. Motion fails. Okay, we move on to item G3, a resolution providing for the sale of 5,930,000.
Motion to approve.
Wait a second.
Do we have a quorum?
We don't have four people in a budget.
It's a budget item. No, it's not
the
a budget item.
One. The next one. I'm sorry, it's a bond item.
Item three is a bond item, still requires four votes. Yeah.
You don't have a quorum.
That's correct.
Okay. No, we do.
Is there a motion to adopt resolution providing for sale of $5,935,000 in general obligation refunding, for the record, bonds dated series 2016?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, we need a roll call, please.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
Motion carries. Four ayes, no noes, two absent, no abstentions. We move on to G4, resolution extending by three years, the 10-year time limit on park impact fees. Is there a motion to approve resolution 2016? Whatever it's going to be, a resolution extending by 3 years the 10-year time limit using parks, playgrounds, and land for athletic impact fees collected after April 10, 2006.
So move.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G5, authorization to execute an agreement with Malanafee. Is that right, Aaron? Malanafee and Associates for independent market analysis services related to the Ballpark Commons development. questions or a motion? Is there a motion authorizing certain officials to execute an agreement with Melanfi?
Melanfi.
Yeah, easy for you to say. And Associates for independent market analysis services related to Ballpark Common Development for a fee up to $25,000. I do have a question, Mr. Rosenberg. Where do we get the money?
There are sufficient appropriations in the development department to cover this contract.
Is there a motion regarding this matter?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
Discussion.
Alderman Mayer.
Just to clarify, this is part of the MOU. This is regular process that we're following here. We're not doing anything outside of the MOU that was already approved.
Correct. As part of the MOU, the development team is doing their own market analysis. They have not completed that yet and provided a draft to us, but they will. I spoke to Mr. Zimmerman about that today. We'll then be doing our own independent review of that market analysis to inform the tax incremental financing analysis that Ehlers does.
Okay,
so this provides a cover for any potential bias associated with their market analysis and additional city expertise.
Okay, thank you.
By the way, there was some implication that I would inject some bias into this whole thing. I have no clue who this company is.
Just to clarify, they were recommended from Ehlers.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. We did G6. Move on to G7, a resolution to temporarily designate Church Street as a two-way traffic and also designate no parking from South 116th Street to St. Martin's Road. Alderman Mayer.
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
By the way, Glenn, remendations. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
Like
item G8, 2016 Sewer Service Fund User Fee Revision. And that's in a reduction in sewer service rates. Is there a motion to adopt the quarterly 2016 residential sewer rate of $50.31? That would be quarterly. And a quarterly industrial connection charge of $8.15 plus a per gallon charge of $2.88 per 1,000 gallons effective January 1, 2016, as provided by the Municipal Code 207-14H sub 3 sub B.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to G9, an ordinance to amend Municipal Code provide for the billing of prorated solid waste collection service fees. The net on this is new construction got up to a year free. This changes that, hasn't paid prorated.
Move to approve.
Second.
Now your motion is to approve the ordinance as in the common council packet.
Right.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G10. A resolution to amend Articles 3 and 5 of the Administrative Rules and Procedures for the Board of Public Works Commission, Officers, and Quorum. Bless you both.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Alderman Schmidt.
Move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G11, an ordinance to amend Ordinance 2015-2198, an ordinance adopting the annual 2016 annual budget for those funds listed. To approve budget encumbrances from the 2015 budget as amendments to the 2016 budget. This is a budget amendment, requires 4 votes. Is there a motion to adopt the ordinance?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify. Madam Clerk, please roll call.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Dandria?
Aye.
Motion passes, 4 ayes, no noes, 2 absent, no abstentions. We move on to G12, a motion to adopt an ordinance to amend order. Is there a motion to adopt an ordinance to amend Ordinance 2014-2152, which is an ordinance adopting the 2015 annual budget for general fund for the City of Franklin for fiscal year 2015 to provide personnel appropriations for personnel costs related to the classification and compensation study and for fire department overtime.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
One quick note.
Yes, sir. Alderman Mayor.
Mark, I guess you're on vacation. Could you tie up those two loose ends that I talked about related to the comp study? A couple of persons that need there.
No, but I do expect that to hopefully be at your next council meeting.
Perfect. Thanks.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
I believe that's
all. Roll call, please.
Oh, roll call.
I was just going to do that, but thank you. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dander.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Motion fails. The vote is 3 ayes, 1 no, 2 absent, no abstentions. Okay. Some people don't get paid. Item G13. Is there a motion adopting an ordinance to amend Ordinance 2015-2198, an ordinance adopting the 2016 annual budgets for capital outlay, grant funds, capital improvement funds for the City of Franklin for fiscal 2016, to appropriate funds for health grants, video conferencing equipment, and reappropriate unused 2015 capital outlay in the information system equipment and software appropriations, a capital improvement fund appropriations for fire department closets. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Oh, I'm sorry. Let's do another roll call.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
4 ayes, no noes, 2 absent, no abstentions. Motion carries. Move on to item H1. There was no meeting tonight, but there is one action item, Alderman Dandria.
The Licensing Committee is asking that we consider, as the Common Council, the change of agent for Sam's Club East, which is located on South 27th Street. The agent, Henry Monty, is the newly appointed manager there. My review of the file, there were no findings, no police reports, no fire. So upon my recommendation evaluation of it is to accept the new agent and to allow business. So that would be my motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor, change agent for Sam's East, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Ready?
And the rest are held, I'm sorry.
The
operator new license or applications would be held to the next meeting.
Okay, move on to I-1. Is there a motion approving the net general checking account city vouchers in the ranges of 159779 through 159980 in the amount of $2,377,505.32 dated February 12th through March 1st?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion carries 4 ayes, no noes, 2 absent, no abstention. Is there a motion approving the net payroll dated February 19th, the amount of $366,879.29, payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $384,163.95, plus any city matching payments?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Is there a motion approving? I'm sorry. Motion carries 4 ayes, no noes, 2 absent, no abstentions. Is there a motion approving the net payroll dated March 4th, 2016, in the amount estimated at $348,000 and payments of the various payroll deductions estimated at $212,000 plus any city matching payments?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion passes 4 ayes, no noes, 2 absent, no abstentions. Is there a motion approving property tax refunds and settlements, numbers 16350 through 16359, the amount of $21,845? It's a big number, folks. $21,845,111.48 dated February 12th through March 1st.
So moved.
Second.
All right, everybody. 21 million. Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dander.
Aye.
Motion carries 4 ayes, no noes, 2 absent, no abstentions. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.